So I was looking around for a Bitcoin price chart wall hanging, something that showed the history of Bitcoin in like a aesthetically pleasing way that I could hang on the wall in my office. And I couldn't find anything. There's stuff out there, but it was all done like in a sort of cheap way, or it sort of seemed like it was done by like some sort of Nigerian prince or bot or something like that, if you know what I mean. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to create something myself, and asked my friend Skylar on Twitter to sort of bring my idea board to life, and he whipped up something, and it looks pretty cool. I've got it hanging on my wall in my office right now. I'm going to use this for client gifts for new clients of my firm, Simple Wealth Planning. And I'm offering it to listeners of this podcast. You know, this is something that's like standard fare with stock market guys, or in financial advisor world, like mutual fund wholesalers will have this sort of thing that you can hang in your office or use with clients. Years ago, I had a client who was a retired client who was really bummed out on the stock market. And he's like, you know, I need one of those historical charts that show how the market tends to go up over time to hang on my wall. So I bought him one, and that is sort of what made me think of this idea. So anyway, that's what I've done. I put together, sort of lovingly put together, a Bitcoin price chart graphic. I think it looks pretty cool. It's got a couple of fundamentals on it, as well as some Bitcoin explanations. So it's got the hash rate fundamentals. It's got currency comparison. It's got the compound annual returns compared to gold and the stock market. The kind of vision I had for the design was to have like this, you know, early internet, or, you know, early computer, early cypherpunk aesthetic. I kind of think of it like as tech optimism when it was still cool to be a tech optimist. You know, nobody's a tech optimist anymore. If you've seen a sci-fi movie at any point in the last 20 years, you know that's true. And my inspiration here would be something like that movie Sneakers, that Robert Redford movie from either the late 80s or the early 90s or something like that. And if you've never seen it, it's a good movie. That was a film that was, you know, sort of a tech optimist film, a computer or internet optimistic film. Without being totally naive, the bad guy in the film was, who's that actor that played Gandhi? Hang on, let me look it up. So it's Ben Kingsley, who's like the big tech character, the big tech villain in the movie. And on Robert Redford's sort of underdog team of cypherpunks, it's like Sidney Poitier, however you say that, Dan Aykroyd, River Phoenix is in that movie. So that's the inspiration here. It's sort of like that early internet aesthetic. That's about all I have to say. If you want to buy it, I'm offering a promo of $20 off for listeners with the promo code. What should we use? Passport. It's going to be Passport. And that's going to expire in, let's call it, 2 weeks from today. I'm posting this on August 3rd. So yeah, that's it. We're going to call it the Reformed Financial Advisor Price Chart Wall Canvas, and you can check it out at hoardbitcoins.com, which I'm really excited about, by the way. I've been hoarding that URL for a while, and I finally have something to do with it. So it's hoardbitcoins.com, or you can find the link in the description below your podcast player.